This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linfer.
And this is your Nishna Valley. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm not with
You've been
darn,
better, huh?
Yeah, I've been a lot better. It's been a bad week. Just been under the weather the last week or so. And ugh.
Yeah.
It's just not that much fun. And while I'd like to sit here and make everybody feel bad for me, other people are like that too.
Yeah.
We're not alone. Everybody goes through something like this, it seems like, at some point in the winter. Some of us are dumb enough to play through it.
And all you want to do is just go home, lay on the couch, and watch TV.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about the watching TV part. Just,
or sleep, yeah.
That's too much light.
Oh, yeah.
Just go home and pull the drapes. Light just keeps you awake. You know what else keeps you awake?
Huh?
An owl.
An owl?
There was an owl in our neighborhood.
Oh, really?
The other night.
You don't hear that too often.
No, I noticed it the other day. I'm telling all of our household secrets now, but I haven't been feeling well, and so I'm hacking and coughing all the time. And so I went downstairs to sleep in one of the other bedrooms the other night, so because at least my wife should be able to get a good night's sleep.
It's very nice.
I can't. So I was downstairs in the bedroom, and I don't remember what time it was, about 4 or so in the morning. All of a sudden, I kept hearing this hooting, and I thought, well, gosh, is it an owl or a mourning dove? Because sometimes mourning doves sound a lot like an owl, too. Hmm. And I wasn't sure. And it's one or the other. And I'm thinking if I had a gun, I'd take care of that problem. Because it's driving me nuts. They wouldn't stop.
Yeah.
But, I went upstairs then later on in the morning when the alarm goes off to shower and get ready for work. And my wife rolls over and says, did you hear that hoot owl out there? I said, well, yeah, I just thought maybe it was a mourning dove or something. She said, no, I think that's an owl. So, well, either way, it's driving me crazy.
It's annoying, yeah.
So I'm hoping it was just a one-night thing and he's not setting up shop somewhere close because it sounded like he was right outside the window.
Oh, wow.
We're going to have to shoo him away. we're not going to play that game.
Yeah.
That's a little noisy right outside the bedroom window. Oh, Lord. It's that time of the year. They're going to see a lot of things coming back, though.
Yeah.
Going to see a lot more activity outside here very soon. We're just, a little over a week or week and a half or so away from the first day of spring coming up on the 20th of this month. And
got to turn the clocks.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, this weekend we've got to turn the clocks. Daylight saving time starts this Sunday, so don't forget to do that.
Yeah.
You're going to spring it forward now, so you're going to lose that hour.
Ooh.
Yeah. Is it that big a deal?
It is.
Just go to bed an hour earlier the night before.
Oh, you can't do that.
You can when you get to be my age.
Okay.
I don't miss that nighttime stuff. It's no problem anymore.
Oh.
But, yeah, don't forget to do that. Otherwise, you're going to look a fool.
Yeah.
When it comes to showing up, you know, off times for different things coming up this weekend, too. You don't want to be the one who shows up at the weird time at church going, where is everybody?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What happened there? Yeah. Don't forget to do that this Sunday before you go to bed Saturday night.
Yeah.
You know, it's also a good time to do some of those other things, too, that they always recommend that we take care of. Things like checking batteries and smoke alarms and the different types of fire detectors and stuff like that. It's a good time to check those, too. Those batteries don't last forever.
No.
Well, I wish they did. They're kind of expensive, but they don't last forever. So you might as well check all those things while you're at it as well and make sure you're in good shape. You know, it's going to get green out here real fast. I just have a feeling that we're going to turn a real quick corner here for spring.
I hope so.
I don't know why, and I don't base that on any kind of science or predictions or anything of meteorological nature. I just have a feeling that we're going to see a quick turn this year. I just got a feeling that all of a sudden in the next, I don't know when it's going to happen, but when it happens, the things are going to green up in a hurry, and we're going to get back to a little bit springy. Everybody's ready for spring.
Definitely.
Which is odd to hear people say that, because it hasn't been a bad winter.
No, it hasn't, but I still like the warmer weather much better.
I know everybody complains, oh, it's been so long. Well, no, it's been about the same amount of time as it always is every year. You know, we get about 3 months worth of crud in the wintertime, and then we move on. But I think it just gets to a point, I think we have it ingrained in our minds. Certain things occur in different people's lives, you know, whether it be sports seasons or what's going on in school or maybe in your workplace or what have you. I know for me, I float with the high school sports seasons and stuff. And, you know, once you get to the tail end of the basketball tournaments, well, yeah, we should be working on spring here because, hey, we're already seeing like golf and tennis and some of those practices getting started. Yeah, we're just a few days away from some of the first golf and tennis meets out there.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's going to happen pretty quickly. So enjoy all that. One of the other things that's going to happen here pretty quickly is summer. Once we get to spring, and of course we turn that other corner into summer. Are you planning any trips this year?
Actually, I just kind of looking into just a little trip over to Omaha. Take Wyatt, I think, to like the Children's Museum and the zoo. I think it'd be a little fun little vacation for us.
Well, that's not much of a trip, though.
Well, no.
Pretty easy.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's my first time traveling with a child.
Yeah, well.
You know, out of town and overnight mm-hmm. and stuff. We'll take baby steps.
Yeah, well, as the family gets a little bit older and keeps expanding in some cases, mm-hmm. Are you telling people that?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure if I should or not say anything on the air.
Yeah, so probably when we take vacation, I'll be pretty well large and pregnant, so don't really want to go too far away.
You are expecting again in?
September 16th.
Yay.
Yes.
So Wyatt will get a chance to be a big brother.
Yeah.
Will he be good at that?
I sure hope so. As much as he wants to help out, will be great.
You know, and we were talking about that in the office, joking the other day. I was the firstborn in my family, and I have three younger brothers. I have no idea whether I was a good big brother or not. You know, I'd have to talk to mom and dad, and I'm sure maybe I don't want to. Maybe I don't want to know.
Well, they'd probably just tell you you're great anyways.
But, you know, I wasn't, my younger brother, the one that's right behind me, was born 11 months later.
Mm-hmm.
So, realistically, I almost never knew
life
as being a single child anyway.
Yeah.
And, you know, from the time that you're really into your formative years, where you're starting to have the, you know, cognitive abilities and stuff, you know, I had three brothers for the most part, you know, two or three anyway. So, yeah, and we were all pretty close together. They had the four of us in a four-year time span. So there wasn't, you know, really a lot of time there. You're going to have what? Almost 2 years.
Almost 2 years,
just shy of 2 years mm-hmm. difference. But it'll be interesting to see. He's had everybody and mommy and daddy all to himself.
All the attention, yeah.
But there are other grandparents or grandchildren.
Yes.
On one side.
Yes.
He's the first on the other.
Yes.
Okay. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays.
It'll be just fine.
Got to learn how to share.
Yes. I should probably ask that how he is at daycare sharing. There's been a couple times he's been bit because somebody wants his toy, but so I don't know.
At least he's not
retaliating. Is he holding his own and just, you know, keeping it or, yeah, I don't hear of him biting back, so at least that's good.
Well, that's probably a good thing.
Yeah.
Well, you mentioned doing a little bit of a trip anyway. It's, mm-hmm. That's not a huge trip. It's not like a long drive or anything, but some family travel tips. Because people this time of the year are starting to plan some of those summer trips and mm-hmm. vacations and things. Did you do that when you were a kid? Did your mom and dad pack up the car, be you three little girls in the back seat, and away you went?
Yeah.
What was your most memorable vacation?
Well, there's two. When we went to South Dakota, I think I mostly remember that one because I've seen lots of pictures, you know, of it.
Were you young?
Yeah, I was probably five or so. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, I went to South Dakota, saw all the stuff there, Mount Rushmore, and I remember being in this house that's, like, slanted or something. I don't know what it was called, but I remember that. And also when we went to Disney World. It's kind of hard to forget something like that.
Yeah, probably. Do you remember a lot about the trips and things?
To Disney World, I do.
Did you drive?
No, we flew.
You flew.
Yeah.
Okay, the big difference.
Yeah.
Big difference. Well, sometimes, especially nowadays, when it costs so much to do so many things, you know, a lot of folks are taking to the car for mm-hmm. vacations and stuff. And some little travel tips if you're going to be doing any of those family vacations.
Yeah,
we didn't really take big vacations when I was a child. Dad was one of those. He had the old German work ethic. You know, they had to force him to take his vacation at the end of the year because they didn't want to pay him for it. So.
Yeah.
He never took time off, so we really never took much for vacations. I remember just a few times we'd take, once or twice in a year, we'd pack up the car and we'd drive to Chicago and take in a Cubs game and then come back home again, all in one day. You can imagine mom and dad in the front seat of that old Ford LTD and four boys in the back seat.
Well behaved, I'm sure.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You know, how many times in a 4-hour trip over and a 4-hour trip back can you hear, "Are we there yet? Are we there yet?
Mimo's not picking on me."
Mm-hmm.
Sure, that was a lie. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you make some plans ahead of time, it can really help you out. You know, pack light. That's one of the first things you always want to do because, well.
That's so hard to do.
Too much stuff. Yeah, I know it is.
You always want to be so prepared.
Especially if you have young children. Mm-hmm. I mean, because you're always wanting to be prepared for everything. Yep. Always have wipes. That's not a bad idea either. Those little, sometimes the baby wipes and mm-hmm. stuff, because they're good for a lot of things. I mean, you can use them to wipe the dashboard down for crying out loud. They're good for anything. But you never know when you're going to need them for different things. And bring snacks along, too. Might be a fussy child or maybe a fussy adult, but you know what we're like when we get hungry. We get cranky. Mm-hmm. So little snacks here and there. Maybe a box of tricks along the way, too. And I'm not talking about the cereal. Before you go on any travel by car or plane or whatever, just go someplace where you can buy some cheap little things that might keep kids interested and excited. Things they don't already have, so it's something new for them. And then when you arrive, make sure you pack those things away so the trip back home again, you can pull them out. Otherwise, they're playing with that stuff the whole time. They
get bored, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a good idea.
Also, layer up, too, because you never are no sure about the weather. So it's always good to have a few layers on. You can always take a few off. Mm-hmm. It's always being cold's not much fun for anybody, so it's a lot easier to do that. Make sure you charge things up, too. Like, if all else fails and your child is old enough, hand them your cell phone.
Yeah.
It'll keep them busy. I mean, there are a lot of things on there that they can piddle around with. But make sure you bring your battery or a charger with you, too. A new battery or a charger with you, too. Because there are all kinds of free smartphone apps that kids can play with, depending mm-hmm. upon their age and stuff, too. Also, make sure you think about using a GPS unit, especially when you're traveling longer distances. Because it's best to know where you are than having to just guess.
Yeah.
Especially if you've got kids in the back seat. You know how patient they are. Are we there yet? Are we there yet? So if you want to lengthen the trip, it's not the best idea. Yeah. Also, bring a friend. It's the more the merrier. Why not? Be comfortable and have fun. Remember, you're traveling with your family, and, you know, that's going to change so fast. Mm-hmm. You know, a few years from now, they'll be in college. You hardly ever see them again. And, you know, enjoy it while you can, because the family as you know it today won't be all together like this forever. No. So make sure you enjoy all that stuff, too. Okay, very good. Well, those are some tips for you here as we get ready to take off here this summer. We're going to take a short break, and then we'll talk about some events and activities going on here in the area right after this.
Whether you're a patient we're seeing regularly for chemo treatments, attending one of our diabetes clinics, or a couple about to have your first baby, at Cass County Memorial Hospital, we think about your health 365 days a year.
What you eat is a big part of your health and wellness. Heart disease, diabetes, and some cancers are linked to what you eat. This is Emily Kringle, registered dietitian at Cass County Memorial Hospital for the past 36 years. Eating plenty of whole grains, vegetables, and fruits, along with substituting fish for one serving of red meat a week, will help give your body the fuel it needs to support you in an active, healthy lifestyle.
Whether we're setting a broken bone in our emergency department or providing rehab services after a long illness, we are here to help you feel better. Cass County Memorial Hospital, neighbors caring for neighbors.
All right, we are back and ready to go again. Hey, let's listen to somebody healthy for a change.
All right, well, the gun show, the Spring 2013 Southwest Iowa Gun Show, is in Clarinda on March 10th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Page County Fairgrounds. There's 100 tables of guns, knives, ammo, cowboy memorabilia, Western collectibles, coins, and more. It's just $6 to get in, and they will have breakfast served at 8, and then concessions are also available during the show hours. Also going on Sunday is the 10th annual Audubon HDSA Hoopathon. That's on Sunday, March 10th from 1 to 4 at the Audubon High School. And you can contact Carrie Tibben if you'd like some more information at 515-321-8131. That's the 10th annual Audubon HDSA Hoopathon on March 10th from 1 to 4 at the Audubon High School. United Church of Christ, their Haiti trip fundraiser is on Sunday from 5 to 8 at the Pizza Ranch in Atlantic. 10% of all sales and tips go towards the trip. There's a Road MC breakfast that will be held on Sunday until 1 at the Brayton Town Hall. They'll be serving biscuits and gravy, French toast, pancakes, eggs, juice, and coffee. If you'd like some apple skewers, go over to the Exira Lutheran Church. Their annual apple skewer brunch is on Sunday, March 10th from 10 to 1. It's just $6. In Griswold, Red Cross Blood Drive will be held on March 11th from 8:30 to 2:30 at the Griswold High School. And the Atlantic Trees Forever meeting is also on March 11th at 7 p.m. in the meeting room at Boulders Inn and Suites here in Atlantic. Some more Red Cross blood drives coming up on March 14th in Atlantic. It's from noon to 6 at the Atlantic Catholic Parish Center. Then over in Elkhorn, also on March 14th, it is from 7:30 to 12:30 at the Exira EHK School. Coming up, the Young Professionals of Atlantic Group, they're planning a March Mystery Tour. That's on March 14th, and that starts at 6 at the Rock Island Depot. It says, although the stops and activities cannot be revealed at this time, the organizers promise an adventurous experience for the brave riders who will partake in the tour. At least three destinations are planned. Travelers will ride in style on their tour bus with luxury limo bus out of Audubon. Ages 21 to 40 are welcome, as with most Young Professionals of Atlantic events. The Young Professionals of Atlantic event is sponsored by the Atlantic Nursing Rehab Center. It's $20 per rider, and there's a limit of 14. Tickets can be purchased online at atlanticiowa.com/store, or also you can go to the Chamber at the Rock Island Depot. Reminder, every Friday, the Knights of Columbus Fish Bake, that's on every Friday until March 22nd from 5:30 to 7. That's held at St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Just $8 for adults and $6 for kids.
Got one here, too. The St. Michael's Knights of Columbus Fish Fry is every Friday night through Lent as well. They serve 5:30 till it's gone at the Roseman Parish Center in Harlan. And, again, there are a lot of other ones, too. And there are a lot of places you can have fish on Fridays. But I'd encourage you to support your local Knights of Columbus.
Yeah.
Outfits there, because you know that's that in a lot of cases that money's going for scholarships and stuff too that's generated there. You only have two Friday nights left. Yeah, the 15th and the 22nd. Yeah, the 29th is Good Friday, so there usually aren't any fish fries because we're supposed to fast.
Well, thinking back to spring, the 15th annual Cass County Master Gardener Spring Garden Seminar, that's on March 16th. That will be held at the Atlantic High School. Registrations and refreshments begin at 8:30 a.m., followed by programs and a breakout session. Then they'll have lunch at noon. Gives you also a chance to visit exhibitor booths and come and go question and answer session. Then you'll go back to the program and you'll have your second breakout session. Registration is $35, and that does include a continental breakfast, sandwich and salad buffet with water, iced tea, and lemonade. They will not be serving soda, but you are welcome to bring your own. And then it also includes materials for all your general sessions. There are some of the breakout sessions that require some money, but those are noted on the pamphlets. You can mail your completed form with payment to the Atlantic Garden Seminar, Cass County Extension, 805 West 10th Street in Atlantic. And you can make your check payable to the Atlantic Garden Seminar. So that's the 15th annual Cass County Master Gardeners Spring Garden Seminar on March 16th at the Atlantic High School, and registration starts at 8:30 a.m. Exira Mason's Scholarship Breakfast Fundraiser is on March 17th from 8:30 to 12:30 at the Elkhorn Town Hall, and they will be serving biscuits and gravy, Belgian waffles, along with French toast and eggs. It's all you can eat for a free will donation, and proceeds from that will go to the Exira EHK 2013 Scholarships for Graduating Seniors. And they'll also have a second fundraiser breakfast that will be held on March 7th at the Brighton Town Hall. So this one is the Exira Masons Scholarship Breakfast Fundraiser on Sunday, March 17th from 8:30 to 12:30 at the Elkhorn Town Hall. Another blood drive will be held on March 19th. This one is at the Underwood High School gym from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. And this one is in honor of Alex Peterson. She's an Underwood graduate who received 14 pints of blood after a serious accident last summer. To make an appointment, you can contact the Underwood High School office at 712-566-2703. So that's the blood drive in Underwood, the Underwood High School gym, on March 19th from 8 to 2.
Wow, that's a lot of blood.
Yeah.
Got some other things going on here around the area as well. Let me see. Where do I start? Well, let's just go right here. I have a chicken dinner coming up on Sunday, March 17th. The Adair and Casey United Methodist Church will be sponsoring that. Staley's Food Service will provide the chicken at the Adair Community Center. They'll serve starting at 11 a.m. Adults, $9.50. Children, 12 and under, $5. And preschoolers can eat free. Again, that's the Adair and Casey United Methodist Church chicken dinner, serving at 11 a.m. on Sunday, March 17th at the Adair Community Center. have another dinner going on that same day. This will be Sunday, March 17th. The Bridgewater Trinity Christian Church dinner will be held from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. And that will include chicken and noodles, beef and noodles, mashed potatoes, green beans, salad, pies, and rolls. Boy, if you like heavy food like that, you better get after it soon.
Yeah.
Because once we hit summer, I don't think you're going to see too much of that anymore. Free will offerings, what they're asking for, with all the proceeds going to their outreach program. Again, that's the Bridgewater Trinity Christian Church dinner, Sunday, March 17th, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. for your free will offering. Also, St. Patty's Day is right around the corner, obviously, Sunday, March 17th, and we mentioned that already. There's going to be a 19th annual St. Patrick's Dinner and Dance on Saturday, March 16th, and that'll be at the Agra Hall in Audubon. They'll be serving from 5 to 7:30 p.m. Staley's Chicken is on the menu there. Auction will be held at 7:30. They'll dance until 11 p.m. Tickets are $9, and you can get your tickets by seeing any St. Patrick's parishioner, or you can call 712-563-2283. That's the 19th annual St. Patrick's Dinner and Dance, Saturday, March 16th at the Agra Hall in Audubon. Also coming up a little further down the road here, got some April events that are coming up down the road. Oh, here, I got one more March event, though, too, here. This will be the Audubon County Pheasants Forever Banquet. It'll be Saturday, March 30th at the Agra Hall in Audubon. 5 to 7 p.m. will be the social hour and the prime rib dinner. And then at 7 p.m., they'll have the raffles and the auction. And you can get tickets from any of the Pheasants Forever members, or you can contact Dan Stetzel as well. The tickets are $50 for a single, $65 for a couple. And if you can also see any board member for raffle tickets on a chance of the Browning Lightning Shotgun or $1,000 in cash, too. So you can go ahead and do all those things. So, again, Saturday, March 30th is the date at the Agra Hall in Audubon, 5 to 7 p.m., the social hour and prime rib dinner with the raffles and auctions following at 7 o'clock. That's the Audubon County Pheasants Forever Banquet. You want to get your tickets for that. Also, as I mentioned, coming up a little bit further down the road here, too. Oh, I had another one here for March. I walked right by this one. The Cass County Pheasants Forever Banquet is coming up on Saturday, March 16th at the Cass County Community Center. Doors opening at 5, dinner at 6:30. If you want to get your tickets in advance, call Matt Dollison at 249-4795. That's the Cass County Pheasants Forever Banquet, Saturday, March 16th at the Cass County Community Center. Now, I mentioned April's not too far down the road, and it's scary to hear that already, isn't
yeah.
it? Friday, April 12th and Saturday, April 13th, the Friends of the Anita Public Library will be holding a used book sale at the Community Center in Anita to raise funds for library programs. So they'll be accepting good books, CDs, DVDs, and current magazines to help celebrate National Library Week. So they hope that you'll begin collecting your donations and drop them off at a collection point after April 1st, and then make sure you come on by to restock shelves, too. That's Friday, April 12th and Saturday, April 13th, the Friends of the Anita Public Library used book sale at the Community Center in Anita. Also coming up on Saturday, April 6th, the Griswold Masons, the Cass County, the Cass Lodge 412, will have their fifth annual Spaghetti and Meatballs All-You-Can-Eat Dinner. If you're going to have spaghetti and meatballs, it better be all you can eat. Isn't that just one of those things, though?
Yeah, you got to have Texas toast with it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I like to put my spaghetti on top of my Texas toast and eat it that way.
Garlic bread and stuff, a little garlic spread on there. And no matter how much garlic spread is on there, I always want to sprinkle a little more garlic powder on there, too. Yeah. But spaghetti and meatballs, that's one of those funny things, because you stand there over the top of it with your plate, and you start spooning that stuff on there, and you think, oh, that's not enough. I'll put on some more. And then it's all, never fail. You always feel like you're going to eat it all, and you almost never do.
Yeah.
Our
eyes bigger.
Yep, eyes are bigger than a stomach, you bet. It's Saturday, April 6th, 4:30 to 7 p.m. at the Griswold United Methodist Church. Everyone is welcome, and all the proceeds will go to the Masonic Community Projects. Again, that's the Griswold Masons Cass Lodge 412 5th Annual Spaghetti and Meatballs All-You-Can-Eat Dinner, Saturday, April 6th, 4:30 to 7 p.m. at the Griswold United Methodist Church. They hope to have a nice crowd there for that. That's about all I've got there for activities and events and things. You got some birthdays to share with us this time around?
I do. I'm just not ready yet. Okay. We'd like to wish Dick Wichman He'll be celebrating his 70th birthday on March 17th, and his family would like to honor him with a card shower. You can send him a birthday greeting at the Atlantic Nursing and Rehab, 1300 East 19th Street in Atlantic 50022. Happy birthday to Dick Wichman, celebrating his 70th birthday on March 17th. We have, let's see here, another birthday. It's a past birthday to Bruno Behrens. He's living at the Heritage House. He'll be 102, or he turned 102 on March 7th. Bruno lived all of his life in the Cumberland, Wyota areas, moving to Atlantic in the late 1980s. He was an avid baseball player, and he was honored at the Messina's 125th celebration 2 years ago as being a constant supporter, former pitcher of the Cumberland Messina Red Sox teams. He loves to greet friends around the Heritage House with a handshake and a smile. His nieces and nephews want to wish him a very happy 102nd birthday. We love you, Uncle Bruno from Carolyn and Earl Blunk of Atlantic, Barbara Ward of Grant, Ralph and Judy Wickey of Messina, Jackie Wickey of Atlantic, Patty and Jim Rogers of Wyota, and Mike Lechner of Cumberland. You'd like to send him a card. You can still send him a card to wish him happy birthday. It's 102. It's great. Send it to Bruno Behrens, 1200 Brook Ridge Circle in Atlantic, Iowa, 50022. So happy you had a great birthday on the 7th. Over at the Salem Lutheran Home, happy birthday to Pat Dvorak, celebrating birthday on March 17th, and also to Erna Lang, celebrating birthday on March 17th also. At the Friendship Home, we'd like to wish happy birthday to LV Scott, celebrating birthday on March 12th, and also to Winifred Gust, celebrating a birthday on March 16th. Okay, let's see here. This one is from...
Is that the ExiraCare Center?
There we go. I couldn't remember which one. The ExiraCare Center. Happy birthday to Julie Earnhardt, celebrating her birthday on March 17th. And also to Bev Brown on the 13th.
Might want to write that down there.
Yeah. Thank you.
Sure, no problem. How long have we been doing this?
I know.
All right. I have one anniversary here to share with you as well. And this is Larry and Alice Harder. Will be celebrating their 50th wedding anniversary on Sunday, March 17th at the Brayton Town Hall. The reception will be held from 1 to 4 p.m., and the family asks friends to join them, but don't bring any gifts along with you. Just take a little time that day. Happy anniversary to Larry and Alice Harder, celebrating their 50th wedding anniversary Sunday, March 17th at the Brayton Town Hall. 1 to 4 is the reception. We hope they have a great day. Mm-hmm. I don't have any babies to tell you about.
Nope.
Except that one we already talked about.
Not for a while, yeah.
Are you excited?
Oh, very. Yeah, we could be more excited.
I mean, I know you were kind of planning for it anyway, but
yeah,
it's always still a little bit of a surprise when the news comes.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We weren't expecting it to be this far along. We were thinking maybe October, November, but no. September, so this is going to be a quick one.
Whoa.
Yeah.
It turns around real fast. How big is your family going to get?
Undecided.
Undecided. How many are you carrying right now?
One.
You know that for sure?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep, we saw like the ultrasound. We saw the baby, arms, legs, just one.
Okay. Not one hiding behind another one.
Not that I'm aware of.
Not that you're aware of. Okay. Always a shock when you hear that. You know, my brother and sister-in-law, they tried for quite a long time to, and she already had two children, but they tried for quite a long time, and I know they had a few miscarriages and things along the way, and those are always difficult to have to go through. But then when she did get pregnant, then she had twins.
Oh, wow.
And they were just completely shocked. It came out of nowhere because there's not really a history of twins on either side of the family. So it was, you know, disappointment after disappointment. But then when they were blessed, doubly blessed.
I've seen a little onesies on, like, Pinterest. It says, like, you know, the first baby's wearing I was playing, and the next two babies, I was not, me neither. I thought it was kind of cute.
Everybody's got their little jokes and things to go along with it, too, don't they? Well, good. Well, it's an exciting time. We're happy for you.
Thank you.
It should be a lot of fun to watch you get fatter and fatter and fatter.
I know. Hopefully this won't be as big as Wyatt. I won't mind so much if this one's a little smaller.
Yeah, well, no, I'm sure you probably won't. All right. Well, very good. Well, that's about all the time we have for you this weekend. Thanks for joining us. We always appreciate you spending some of your weekend with us. This is Jim Field.
And Stacy Linfer.
And this has been your Nishna Valley.